to their county up there. That was the DuPont people. I was at Philadelphia International Airport for 10 years, and I never seen anything like this. They said, pay your rent, you're in great shape. DuPont used to run it. When the outfit with a lot of money came in there, they drove DuPont out of there. They put a runway in, you can only use one way. And it's all paperwork. So I come down to Spitfire, which is old names, because of moving down here, then I was taking care of a dying brother. Finally, I come here, was great. Now we got all this paperwork, the stuff I can't understand. Minimum standards, this kind of standard, that standard. I know these guys are going crazy, ain't they? I don't understand it. Minimum standards mean what?
Here's the thing.
Who's it for?
I'll defend Jim on this. The FAA has come to us and stated, Sussex County, if you're going to continue to accept grant funding from us, and we're requesting, what is it, $9 million for this next year and a half?
Right, good explanation.
Okay, right. So if we're going to qualify for that grant funding, we need to do this. Or we can say goodbye to FAA grant funding.
Okay.
That goes with the government.
It's that simple.
Everett, you had?
I'd like to have a simple statement, I think. As I've been sitting back here and listening to the extension of the 500-foot runway on 22 and 4 and all that, the drainage, fixing that's been a quagmire down there. Doing the taxi resurfacing, all these great projects to make it for a great airport. My question is simply this, for what? If you're going to make it so restrictive that people won't come here, why waste the money in making a real pretty nice airport for nothing, because you've got such hard restrictions for insurances or what have you, you'll just go to somewhere else, and you don't need to have this kind of stuff. And they were talking about compliance in the FAA. Compliance in the FAA and regs specifically say that they have to be fair and compliant to all airport users. They didn't apply that to me, and I'm still fighting that battle, and it's not over until we get it fixed. But that's just my little part of it. The point that I'm making is what I'm hearing tonight, it's ridiculous.
Well, and from the committee, well, hold on. From the as the chairman of the committee, I appreciate your comments, all right? And we as a committee are going to fight, and that's part of our discussion tonight, is we're going to fight to make sure that we try not to make it so much of an obstruction,
right,
that we don't become that we become unfriendly. Now, our goal as count people here on the advisory committee is to give guidance, and your opinions are valued, okay? It needs to be more than just six or seven people sitting around this table making decisions that are going to affect a lot of different people. So we appreciate the comments, and we'll do the best we can, and that's why we're having this discussion here this evening, is because we are fighting to make sure that we come up with a document that is acceptable, and that's something that that the airport manager, along with the county engineer and the county administrator have to take back to whatever group it is that they're talking to that is going to come up with these requirements, and that it is something that is of concern.
Mike is saying is the FAA says we have to set a minimum standard to receive the grant funding, and I know that's absolutely a fact. I ran it out when I was chairman of the Airport Commission over in Calvert County. But it doesn't say how restricted those have to be. That's our job, is to make sure that we're writing a document that makes it a friendly airport.
Just that they be fair, okay, not fair, unjustly discriminatory airport, or something like that?
Yeah. Right. That's not going to be too restrictive.
Yeah.
What Mike is saying is that we have to have a document. It doesn't say it has to be an extremely restrictive document. It doesn't have to be a document to run people away. It has to be a document. That document, then, we can define as minimum standards, and minimum standards is what we decide is best for this county. Mm-hmm. That will encourage people to come to this country.
Right.
That will encourage people to come here, encourage the John Rikers to come here. You know, John, you were in aviation a decade before I was born. I mean, when you were flying Dauntlesses and doing gunnery in during World War II, and we all appreciate that. So I take that into account. I know I've seen some of the same kind of